there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And shortly after the show, our podcast goes up. So if you miss any of today's show, just check out the pod. Search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. And also follow, rate, and review our podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your pods, and you will see today's show posted right after we get off of the air. It is hour number two of a 3-hour show. And Rob, we had a few playoff games. We know every night we're going to get an NBA playoff game. And one of the interesting series, and Kerry Kittles was speaking about it earlier, Rob, last hour. He really was high on the Minnesota Timberwolves, as am I. But I thought they had a really tough first-round matchup with the Phoenix Suns. We know the Phoenix Suns are star-studded.
Guess again.
Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal. And Phoenix, Rob, had beaten them 3 times in the regular season, 3 out of 3. And each win was by double figures.
Wow.
And now here we are in the playoffs, and the tables have been turned. Minnesota at home. Now, they were in Minnesota. They got to go to Phoenix for the next 2 games. But they plastered the Suns by 25 in game one. And last night beat them by 12, Rob. Kevin Durant, 35 years old, and kind of looking it, had only 18 points on 6 of 15 shooting and was outplayed by Jaden McDaniels, Rob, who had the game of his life with 25 points and Man. 8 rebounds. Yeah, it was unbelievable. And that allowed the Timberwolves
Did you to say survive. Xavier McDaniels? Who'd you say? What was right. that?
No. that allowed them to survive with just 12 points from Karl Anthony Towns, Rob, and 15 on 3 of 12 shooting from Anthony Edwards. And Devin Booker, who himself wasn't awesome, 6 for 13.
That's a bad loss, Chris. That's a bad loss right there.
Yeah, Book has 6 turnovers, too. And here's what he said, Rob, about the team.
He said it quietly.
Just, you know, within the team, you know, we need to execute. You know, we play well when we're playing well, and then, you know, we need to stick together once things turn bad. Like I said, we've done that throughout the season, so, you know, something has to be corrected. You know, we're all trying to fight out there, and, you know, so far in the series, once it's turned to shit, you know, we've kind of separated instead of being together, so, and that's everybody top to bottom. Something we got to figure out.
Book's not playing, Rob. He called him out. We separate when things get tough.
Well, we've seen it. And I'll say this. This is not what people signed up for in Phoenix. This could not be worse, Chris, for real. When KD went there, well, people were – you know that. Oh, my. Oh, Devin Booker. Oh, my. And then they got Bradley Beal, too. Oh, like, how are you going to stop them? They don't – I was told – they don't need a bench. They don't need those other people. They don't need a bench. They got so much. Wow. This is going to be, because I'm assuming they're losing this series. This is where you have to reexamine what you got. This ain't no way, Chris, you're going to be like, oh, we'll regroup and come back next year. I don't think it is.
I got a lot to say about the Suns. Like I said, several things. Number one, like you said, Rod, we don't need a bench. You know what else they said?
Yep.
We don't need a point guard.
Yep.
And they are the worst fourth quarter team in the league by far. Rob, they're so bad in the fourth that their point differential this year, which obviously was in the negatives,
right,
was more than two times that of the second worst fourth quarter team in the league.
It was twice as worse. Right, I got
than the second worst team in the fourth quarter in the league. And Rob, you know this. I'm sorry, like I'm not claiming to be any basketball genius. But Rob, you look at that squad and they thought they didn't need a point guard. Because Devin Booker can handle the ball and pass. Kevin Durant can handle the ball and pass. Bradley Beal can handle the ball and pass. That doesn't make you a point guard.
Nope. It means
just
you can
because
handle
you're
the basketball.
A great offensive player, you can drive, draw two people to you, and then pass to the open man, doesn't make you a point guard. And in the fourth quarters, you see it. They have nobody to control tempo, nobody to get the ball to the right people, the hot people, the guy in his spots, directing traffic. And I don't blame Booker. He's a two guard. But they don't have a point. That's number one, Rob. Secondly, what did Book say? Book said they're not mentally tough. They don't have a leader. And Kevin Durant, 35 years old, two-time champion. But he's not stubborn. You know, Rob, I didn't like people. People might disagree with me, and I could be wrong. I didn't like the smiling when Anthony Edwards is all up in your grill talking about you an old so-and-so.
You said it. You didn't like it.
You know? And when you come out and then get outplayed by a role player the next game?
By whatchamacallit.
Right. You should have been fired up. Like, oh, no, you're not about to talk to me like that. I'm going to give y'all buckets. And then, Rob, this is why I said when you said it couldn't get any worse. It's worse than you know, Rob, or I think than you know. Rob, next year, their payroll is over $200 million. They will have the highest payroll in the league. Bradley Beal, Rob,
oh, that's
three
right.
years, $160 million left on his deal.
Awful,
who's taking
Chris.
That contract?
Awful.
Who,
that, nobody.
And he has a no trade clause to boot.
Awful.
Who's taking? Nobody's. He's not. Rob, I never say never, but this is about the closest as I could come to saying they won't be able to trade that.
You know what they're doing in Washington right now, Chris? When they're listening to the show and they're popping bottles of champagne.
Yep.
Somehow, somebody took Bradley Beal off our hands. For real.
Right,
they're popping champagne tonight.
They would have been just a couple games better than they were this year with Beal. And he's good, but he's obviously not, like, carrying your team anywhere. And then, Rob, so I just think, look.
Next thing you know, Kevin Durant wants to trade back to Brooklyn. I mean, I'm just saying. That's how bad it is.
He might want to get traded to Minnesota, maybe. But look, here's the one thing, and financially, it doesn't even work. But Oklahoma City has a ton of draft picks. Would they want Kevin Durant? Now, the thing is, again, financially, I don't even know how it could work. But, you know, Rob, bottom line is what I'm saying is this is probably their squad. I think their big three is likely to be their big three next year because of the financial situation. I mean, I'm sure they could trade Kevin Durant somewhere and get some good players for him. But
Chris, can you bring this back? Can you really run this back after what we've seen? That, I hear what you're saying. Like, they're strapped. Their hands are tied behind their back.
They don't have a choice. I don't want to trade Booker, do you?
No, I mean, but I don't. But you can't get rid of the other pieces.
I mean, you probably could trade Durant if you want to. I don't know that I'd want to.
2 years in, I don't know, Chris. And he's not looking younger every day. He's looking older.
Nah. I mean, he's still playing well.
No, the start of his season this year was MVP-like.
Yeah, he's playing great, but he's just not, Rob. I mean, he's always a great individual player, but.
So does he not impact winning anymore? Is he at that point?
I mean, I'm not even saying this as an insult, because as you know, I was one of the few in the national media that did not criticize him when he went to Golden State. I'm not going to start now, that's for sure. But I will say this, Rob. I don't think, unless he goes to that type of team, Denver or something, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think he's winning a championship. Now, I do think, Rob, he could go to OKC. Now, again, I don't even know that that's financially possible. But if he went to OKC and they were able to, obviously you keep an SGA, but even I wouldn't give up Chet for him at this point. Chet Holmgren, Williams, I keep them and I can drop Kevin Durant in there, then maybe they could win. Because I think all they need KD to do is just give them his buckets. Right.
No,
I don't think LeBron, I don't think KD, I don't think Steph, unless he goes somewhere else, are winning any more rings.
No, I'm with you. It's pretty obvious, too. Steph's been out of the playing game twice, Chris, in the last 4 years.
Yep.
Like twice.
Yep.
That says something. And with all the high expectations people had for the Suns, what a downer. Let's not. It wasn't 5 years or 10 years ago that they were up 2-0 in the NBA Finals, and it looked like they won a chance. Look at where they look.
They
where,
blew it, Rob.
Chris, they were
they
up 2-0.
Blew it. And Chris, poor Chris Paul. And I mean, he obviously played a role in not getting it done.
Yep.
But Rob, that was his chance. That was his.
You
chance.
Remember everybody was crowning him when he was he was 2-1. They were up 2-0.
Talking about where he's going to rank. He's top 5 point guard all time. This and that. And I will say this, Rob, as old as Chris is, the Suns would have been better off keeping Chris Paul this
because of the point guard.
Need a point. Even though he's not what he used to be, he still, you know, is a very capable point guard. And on top of that, Rob, they could have got out of his contract after this season if they wanted to. This is a hot young owner, Rob. I know it all, right? I mean, Matt Ishbia and look, he's dropping in there. I'm about to win the championship right now. I'm making moves, baby. Yep. Watch Chris, me work.
Look at that. Between Matt, what's his name? Ishbia. We saw with Steve Cohen with the Mets. He got billions.
Yep.
He went out, spent all that money. Yep. The Mets have the highest payroll now in the league. And
that's
last year, they didn't even make the playoffs. Like I'm just saying, like young guys, they come in, they want to splash.
Yep.
I'm going to show you how to do it. I got deep pockets. I know sports. My boy is Isaiah. You know what I mean? Like all this stuff. And they go crazy early on, and then they got to pull back because they realize like they're stuck now.
I think they're done, obviously, as far as this series. Now, look, I don't think they're done like the Lakers. Like, I don't think the Lakers have a chance. I think the Suns have a chance. I'm picking Minnesota, Rob, but I wouldn't be shocked if the Suns come and win these next two or make it a series. I don't think they'll win it, but I don't think they're like out of it, like no chance. You know what I mean?
I think that Minnesota, they'll split with Minnesota.
3-1 is pretty much over.
Yeah, if they won back-to-back games, I would be surprised. I just would be at this
point. All right. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. How big of a disappointment are the Phoenix Suns and Kevin Durant in this situation? All of them, Book, Durant, and Beal. Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the iCouple. Chris and Rob live from the TireRack.com studios. If you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, well, all you need is one connection to find endless job opportunities. That connection, of course, is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go at it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. And our thanks to Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's NFL Draft coverage. Be sure not to miss NFL Draft Night live here on Fox Sports Radio Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of tomorrow night's NFL Draft. You'll have the insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM, Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer, LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone as they have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions for every first-round pick. That's Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. It's all live right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeart app. It's all presented by Express Pros. 877-99 on Fox. What in the world is wrong with the Phoenix Suns? Lack of leadership and Devin Booker now saying they're not together. Really, that's not, we're not mentally tough when the going gets tough.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Josh in Arizona. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Josh?
How y'all doing, man? Thanks for having me on.
Yep.
Okay, I got 2 points, one about the Suns and one about KD, real quick. Chris, you are 1,000% correct. I had no expectations for this team. I'm shocked that they even got in the playoffs the way they did when they don't have a playmaker. Now, we are in this positionless league where point guards are shooting guards and there's no more power forwards and everybody's a wing basically and a big man down low. You still have to have some of those same concepts. You still have to have a wing that can guard 6'7s and 6'8s. You still have to have a big that can rebound and protect the goal. You also still have to have a playmaker. Draymond Green's right. Not a point guard, but he's their playmaker.
Jokic, he's their playmaker.
Jokic is their playmaker. Yep. Murray's a two-guard, for crying out loud. Like, right. You got to have that guy on the floor to get other people involved. So when they didn't have that, I didn't expect much. And real quick on KD, KD's like Kawhi for me. If you look at pay attention to their careers, Kawhi Leonard can dominate a game with his play, but he's never been a leader. And when he's had success, Spurs,
yeah, but there are different kinds of leaders. Don't say everybody's not a rah-rah, follow me. Some guys lead with their play. I'm just saying.
And the one thing I will say that's different, I mean, and I don't think KD could do this. He hasn't done it. Kawhi Leonard led Toronto to a championship.
Well, that's my point. He had Kyle Lowry be that leader, and he had Nick Nurse be that leader. He was just doing his thing, but he had people there taking on that vocal leadership role.
No, that's fine. But he led them as
he did.
It wasn't a super team. That's my point. Like that's a difference. KD won his championships with a freaking super team. It was a darn near
Toronto
super team
could never get over the hump. They could never get over the hump until Kawhi got
there. That's the difference.
There.
But I neither think a leader. I don't think either one is a leader.
Eric in Austin, Texas. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Eric?
What's up, Rob? What's up, Chris? How you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing good on this Worship Wednesday, man. Like the last call, I got 2 points real quick. One on Phoenix. Like Chris, like you said, lack of leadership, lack of point guard. I knew the minute they traded for Bradley Beal, they weren't doing nothing because Bradley Beal isn't a point guard and Devin Booker isn't a point guard. You can average 7 assists and still not be a point guard.
Right.
So I knew they weren't going nowhere. Now, I want to throw a trade proposal to you guys and see what y'all think. Do y'all think Bradley Beal would waive his no-trade clause to go to Golden State?
Yes.
Okay, what if Phoenix ran it back and did a Bradley Beal for Chris Paul? Because Klay Thompson, he's going to be gone in Golden State. They can't pay him the money he's asking
Chris
for.
Paul is Bradley at the end. I'm sorry. I wouldn't do that.
Well,
no?
Yeah, see, look, I think they would be probably better, but they wouldn't win a championship. Like, Chris, you know, I don't think they win the championship. But to get rid of that contract, it still might be worth it. Again, it's not getting you a title in
Phoenix.
No,
I get it.
You're
Chris,
right.
To get
you
the
might
money,
be a little
money.
Better. But,
right, okay.
Yeah.
If it's about the money, but it ain't about winning no championship getting Chris Paul back.
You'll be
point.
A playoff team. You'd probably be about what you are now. Because remember, Chris Paul will be even a year older than he is now, and we can see he's not the same. Now, for the Warriors, Rob, that's interesting. I mean, I like Beal a lot, but he's just injured too much. For that contract, I don't think they do it.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, even do it. In Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Kev? Kev.
Hello, going once.
All right.
Going.
All right.
All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator. It's called HISA. And HISA is implementing comprehensive reforms, Rob. And the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Rob G, let's talk. Come on in here to talk about Jalen Daniels. And look, I think the Commanders with the second pick should take Jaden Daniels, but he does not want to be there. What was he on today, Rob? Was it today or yesterday? Talking about he'd rather go to the Raiders and the Vikings.
Well, it goes back to Friday. You guys will recall we had a very spicy segment on the Odd Couple, which on the Best Of segment, if you want to check that out.
Was it spicy?
If you haven't got to it yet. Recall that Jaden Daniels and his representatives were very ticked off that he thought he was going to meet with them privately.
That was a spicy.
And they ultimately had four quarterback prospects in the building at the same time.
It was spicy because Rob was so wrong. And I was so
No. I'm the one that's spicy. When you go into the restaurant to get a piece of spicy Popeyes, that's me.
That's Rob Parker. And so, again, that was a very public situation because his agent was liking tweets that, you know, questioning the whole process, right?
Right.
So, over the weekend... yesterday, Diana Russini posted her most updated news and notes heading into the NFL draft. And what she said in her report was that Daniels has, quote, told people that his dream world, he would reunite with Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce, who coached him in college, or he'd end up with Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota. That's his preference, to go to one of those two teams. So today he was speaking at an event, and a reporter asked him, I wish we had this out, but we don't. They asked him whether or not he'd be fine getting drafted number two overall of the Commanders, as been the rejection. And his answer, which was very politically correct, was, I'm blessed to go wherever I'm called. Whoever calls my phone, when the commissioner gets up, says my name, I'll be blessed, and they're going to get my all. And of course, there's good reporters there, like Rob Parker, who
Thank
said,
you.
Quickly, okay, so you're saying that if you're taken by the Commanders, you would be on board with it. And he says, yes, 100%, even though no one really believes him.
Well, look, Rob, first of all, I'm glad they followed up. Washington is in a horrible situation. You got Terry McLaurin. You got some decent players. Obviously, if you go to – I get the Raiders, right? Antonio Pierce, they have a history together. They got Devontae Adams. You be in Vegas. Like, I'm not mad at him for wanting that. And then the Vikings – you'd have Justin Jefferson. All right. So I understand. And Rob, I don't mind him kind of putting out his preferences and maybe letting, if you don't want to go to Washington, letting them know, you know, give them something to think about. But at the end of the day, you're going to be professional and you're going to go there and play. And I think if he goes there, Rob, he'll end up, you know, he'll be fine in D.C. I don't think he'll cause any problems. And he'll be fine. I don't mind a guy having preferences and making them known. This is his way to try to sway the draft if that's what he's trying to do. But at the end of the day, wherever I'm drafted, that's where I'll go. And Chicago kind of is in the same situation because, I mean, we haven't heard much about it lately. But Caleb Williams, I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. There was enough smoke to make you think he didn't necessarily want to play there either, but he will. And so I got no problem with these guys having preferences and voicing them.
I just think that stuff that you could leave, you don't want... That's why I had so much respect, Chris. We both talked about Joe Burrow. Don't go there. Don't go to Cincinnati. Oh, that's a terrible franchise. Don't go there. Blah, 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 blah. And we talked about it. Chris, the reason you're a top pick is because some team doesn't have a quarterback. Things aren't good there. You're brought there to try to turn things around. You don't get to go to the Kansas City Chiefs, and you don't want to go to the Kansas City Chiefs anyway. They have a quarterback. Do you know what I'm saying? Like I don't understand all of that. I really don't, because you never know where you can wind up and what could happen. Michael Jordan, oh, I don't want to go to the Chicago Bulls. They stink. They've never won anything. My God. What did he do there? Became a legend. All I'm saying, Chris, is if you have some concerns, that should be behind closed doors and let your people talk about that. Why have a fan base already feel like you don't want to be there? You kind of put that out. You sound like a little baby that you want everything to be, you know, in your favor. It just doesn't have to be public. That's all I'm saying. You could have concerns. Don't make it public. Everything doesn't have to be for public consumption. That's all I'm saying in this.
Yeah, I don't mind it because, number one, I think Joe Burrow, and you're right, we both said he should go to Cincinnati.
And what happened?
And if you're that guy, you'll turn him around. And he did. And that's my thing, though. Jaden Daniels isn't saying, don't draft me. I'm not going there. Y'all going to be sorry if you draft me. Or I'll hold that. Like, they're not saying that. Caleb Williams not saying that about Chicago. All they did, or at least let's keep it on Daniels, is just make his preferences known. And that's fine, Robbie. If I'm coming out of college and I'd love to be in L.A., I'm a great reporter or whatever, and a lot of places want me, but I'd really love to be in L.A. The weather there is great. I got a good friend that writes for the L.A. Times. I'd rather go there, but, you know, sure, I'll work in Milwaukee, and I'll be good, darn good at it. Like, I don't have a problem with that. And it's an opportunity for him to make them think and say, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't draft him. Maybe we should look at a trade with, we know the Raiders or the Vikings want to move up. Let's see what they get. Like, so I don't have a problem with it. Once you're there, though, now you're a commander. And now I want 110%. I don't want to hear about the Vikings or the Raiders anymore. You are on our team. Lead us. So in the time in between right now, though, I got no issues with it. And if they're afraid of it, then don't draft him. But I think he'll be professional and show up there and do the best he can.
I just think you got to be careful. You don't want to scare people off because it might not be not only the team you don't want to go to, but the team you really want to go to. They might be afraid of you as well. This guy's a prima donna. This guy's this. This guy's that. They always have going to put something out there. That's all we heard about Caleb. I mean, we've heard everything about it. Just pick the guy apart. I'm not saying he's above criticism, Chris, or you can't discuss some of the stuff, but my God, you'd have thought he's the worst thing in that the worst quarterback who ever played, and he's a troubled child, and he's Caleb, and he's this, and he's that. That's all we heard, and he's still going to wind up being just where everybody thought he would be, because you said it, I said it, the Bears would be crazy, Chris, to not take this. They haven't had a franchise quarterback to roll the dice and have this guy be something special, and you pick the wrong guy. You just can't. He's going to have to prove to me he can't play. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I think Jaden is good enough. I don't think teams are going to back away from him. And Rob, he said the other day, I don't know if you saw it, that he said Michael Vick was the first, you know, like really dynamic running quarterback. You had some, you know, Randall Cunningham and a few others, but you know, Vic the first, and then he said Lamar's took it to another level, and he said he's trying to, you know, do what they did. And he is a dynamic runner and passer. I think at this point, now he's older than them. He's been in college a while, but he's a better pocket passer than them, more pocket presence but he also can run that football. And so dynamic athlete. You got any concerns about his size? He's 6'4", but he's thin.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to put some weight on. He's that'll happen, some muscle, Chris, once he becomes a pro, eating all those steaks, spending all that money, you know what I mean? Like baked potatoes, a lot of butter. He'll get bigger.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. And speaking of improvement, how about Luka Doncic's defense? Could that be the thing that sends the Clippers home? It's 1-1 right now. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Chris and Rob.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob, last night, you and I both have the Clippers beating the Dallas Mavericks and getting to the Western Conference Finals and losing to Denver, for that matter. But last night in Kawhi Leonard's return, the Clippers go down. They surrender home court advantage. Are you concerned at all?
No, because I didn't think they were going to sweep them. I didn't think that. I think that Dallas is a very, very good team, Chris. I'm not. I think they were going to bounce back. We talked about it yesterday, didn't we say that? Like they're not that they were
going
to bounce back.
This is going 6 or 7, I think.
Huh? Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
So I'm not overly. It wasn't like the. If you want to say, would I be concerned? If the Clippers got blown out in that game, I would have been surprised. Like, that was a close game that they easily could have won.
Right.
Dallas played better. Luka made a big shot, Chris, and they won. It happens. But they weren't out of the game. They were down and came back. right? The Clippers.
And had a lead in the third quarter. Well, right. What everybody's talking about, Rob, and we know how great Luka is offensively. All right, and last night he had, what, 32-9, I believe? But defensively, Rob, he really has improved. I'm not saying he's a lockdown defender by any stretch of the imagination. But, Rob, he did – clearly was guarding and was taking the challenge of guarding Kawhi and James Harden and whoever really he needed to. And, Rob, he goes ahead and holds – the play where he was the closest defender, and I know sometimes this can be misconstrued, but still, there is some legitimacy to it. Where he was the closest defender, the Clippers shot 2 for 17. And Rob, I think what has happened with Luka Doncic, and it's a great thing, is that when you are a young rising star in the NBA, I think, Rob, when you first get in the league, your goal is, let me establish myself.
Yeah, you have to establish yourself, right.
Right. Let me show everybody that I can play and that the hype is real. Right, and I'm going to be a star, or I am already a star. Wins and losses aren't as big of a deal in general. Like Wimby, I mean, they lost 18 straight. Nobody's saying Wimby's not going to be great. Right. I mean, so LeBron didn't make the playoffs his first 2 years. No one was saying, oh, he can't get it done. He's not a winner. We expect that of young players. But once you establish yourself firmly as a superstar, all right, you that guy. Oh, my. Then it's like, OK, at a certain point, Rob, the honeymoon ends. And now the media is like, OK, but can he win? Oh, he's great. He puts up numbers, but can he win? It happened to Michael Jordan. It happened to LeBron James.
I was covering
James.
Michael Jordan during that time, and they were like, he's a great player. He doesn't make anybody else better, but he doesn't
win. He got the nice sneakers.
All
and
that.
The commercials.
It was all out there. It was.
Right. And you have to – you get – and it's a compliment. Because we think you're so good that you should be winning. And so Luka, Rob, started getting that over the last year or so, year and a half or so. Well, can he? Yeah, okay, he's nice. Can he win? And Rob, to his credit, I think he took it to heart and said, all right, one thing I need to do to better my chances of winning is to defend. LeBron defends. Jordan defended. Jokic even defends. He's not fantastic, but he's actually good, pretty
Chris,
good.
It's about effort, though. You got to put
right.
in effort.
You don't
it's
have a, to be like effort. Nash, and I know Nash didn't win, but still, Steve Nash and Steph Curry, Rob, they try. They're smart defenders. They're not great individual defenders. Neither is Jokic, but they're smart. They talk. They'll be in the right place, right? They make the right rotations and reads. And that's what Luka, I think, Rob, that's the evolution of his game. And that's going to help him. Now, we'll see. I got the Clippers in this one, too. But I think Dallas is a really good team. I won't be surprised if they win it. But this is the next step for Luka. And it's a good one. And it's one that all the champions essentially, Rob, have to take.
100%. And also, for Luka, Chris, I'm with you. Like, he was getting away with it, coming in and out of shape. People were talking about his conditioning and all that stuff. And he still was putting up points and all that and doing his thing. But now you're going to be held to a higher standard. That's not going to be good enough just to do that and have half a game and not put in an effort.
Right.
You don't have to be a stopper. You just have to put up an effort and make people work for theirs. That's it.
Yeah, because what it does, Rob, when you are the best player on the team and you don't put in effort defensively.
Hard for anybody else, Chris.
Yeah.
Hard for anybody else.
It's human nature. It's not that they don't respect you or whatever, But you're taking off, so what's going to make them, like, you know, it's just natural for them to slack off a little too. But when they see you putting forth the effort, oh, he's getting after it, and he's got to handle the ball all the time. Oh,
boy,
he's
getting after it, and he's got to drop 30 too. Yeah,
right.
I mean, like, what am I
doing? All I need to do is catch and shoot. Let me really get after it defensively. And so that's the other benefit of this, is that it's going to make the Mavericks overall a better team and better defensive team. And they are a good defensive team now. They've second half of the season, they played terrific defense. And this series, right? And that's one thing. Look, the reason I'm not deflated about the Clippers, one, you got Kawhi Leonard back, and he wasn't himself, but second half he was a little bit better, kind of had his rhythm a little bit more. Second thing, Rob, James Harden. I mean, look, any day now it could leave. But so far through the first two games, he's been James Harden. I'm not saying he was fantastic. Not that but I can handle missed shots. I can't handle no shots. I can't handle turnovers all over the place. I can't handle being tentative. And then, Rob, they defensively have held the Mavericks, who are a great offense, below 100 points in both games.
There you go. That says, that speaks volumes. I'm with you. That team scores.
Yep. So we got a barn burner in that one. And also, Rob, how about the Miami Heat? They are up on the Celtics 82-77 late in the third.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.